Welcome to the Iron Wales podcast, proudly brought to you by Be Excellence, as part of our unwavering dedication to inclusive media. On this podcast, we shine a spotlight on the remarkable individuals who proudly call Wales their home, from visionary business owners to gifted creatives and all those who inspire us with their stories. We celebrate their contributions to shaping Wales into the diverse and vibrant nation it is today. So whether you're tuning in from the bustling streets of Cardiff, the picturesque landscapes of Snowdonia, or anywhere else on the globe, join us as we explore the rich tapestry of Welsh culture, creativity, and innovation.
I'm a fashion designer and I make women's wear, so I'm a women's wear fashion designer. And my brand, which I just launched about last week, is called Sissy Clara, and it's a women's wear fashion brand. I got my inspiration from the Nigerian culture, especially the our popular African fabric called Ankara. Yeah, basically, that's it.
Where does Sissy Clara come from?
Okay, so I like to tell this story because the journey actually started in 2013 during an English language lecture back in my undergrad years. So I was in class and I started daydreaming, sewing clothes for people. It came from nowhere. And I took on sewing lessons from then, went enrolled in fashion school. And my dad, seeing what I did, started calling me Sissy Clara. And that came from one of his favorite TV series from when he was a child, The Village Headmaster. And Sissy Clara was a character that was a tailor as well. And you know how the black salons are, where you get, you can come there for news, you can come there for support. So Sissy Clara was that kind of tailor where you could get the latest news going on in the village, you could go there for support and stuff like that. And it sort of resonated with me and it got stuck with me, basically.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice name. I like it, Sissy Clara. Yeah. I like what you said in your website, Sissy Clarified.
Yeah.
That was really cute. I like that. So what has the response been like in Cardiff with your clothing?
Well,
You've only just launched, so yeah, you need a bit of time. What? Okay, tell me about your journey in education first. Did you go to Cardiff Met?
Yes, I did. Yeah? I studied MSc in Fashion Marketing Management at Cardiff Metropolitan University. And it was a really, really exciting journey because it opened my eyes to so much more. And here I am today with the help of what I went through at Cardiff Met, even the support from the team, academics, the lecturers, and everyone.
That's good. I went to Cardiff Met. I lived there. I graduated in 2020. Do you know Nada? She's a lecturer there. You probably know her as Miss something. I don't know her surname, but I know her as Nada. She's fantastic. And she talks, I interviewed her years ago about equity in fashion, about how big brands like Gucci and all of these big brands take prints and designs from like African culture and other like indigenous groups and things, and how they use it into their brands, but they don't give that like the payback, you know. What do you think about that?
Well, the thing about fashion is we have what we call the trickle down theory, where designers at the top, they make their own designs, and other designers, like say lower level designers, get inspiration from these designers, and credit is not really given, but you can tell where it's from. And I think I'll love to be recognized for my own stuff, especially if, say, Gucci recreates my design. I'd love to be credited for it. And I think we need to do more in that aspect in the fashion industry.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know many fashion designers in Cardiff?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, yeah.
So there's a bit of a community going on then, is there?
Not really. I mean, I'm only just starting to know about other people that are doing this. And funny enough, I don't really know much about the Cardiff Met fashion because right in the middle of my studies was when COVID happened. Then we had to switch to online classes was my plan was to utilize the resources that Cardiff Met had to offer regarding fashion as well. But yeah, I have met fellow Nigerian designers here in Cardiff that are making ways for themselves as well.
Amazing. Tell me a little bit, give us some names about some of the brands, not the brands, they're kind of designs that you make, because I'm sure they're going to have different names from what we would know, you know, in Cardiff. So what would you call, like, I went to an event day before in a school, and this young lady there was showcasing her business idea, and it was all about our buyers.
Okay.
Do you make a buyers and things like that?
Well, my collection, there's what we call, there's a piece called the Agbada Kimono Set.
Let me say that. Say
Agbada Kimono Set.
I'm going to embarrass myself now. Say it again.
Agbada.
Kimono set. Oh, kimono set. Okay, I can say that. Okay, all right, I got that down.
Yeah, so Agbada is from the Yoruba culture in Nigeria, okay, and it's mostly for royalty, to showcase royalty and that luxurious life. And kimono in Nigeria is different from the Japanese kimono, so sort of blended both of them, and sort of close to a buyer, but it's not really close.
Yeah.
So yeah, what I'm trying to do with my brand, Sissy Clara, is not limit it to a certain category.
Yeah.
I'm trying to create a brand that is for life, clothing that is for life, that doesn't pass away with trends.
Yeah.
Like 50 years from now, you should still be able to wear your outfit and it's still in vogue.
Yeah, and I think, what do you think about fast fashion?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, because if you look at the current economic situation of different people, I don't think fast fashion is going anywhere, no matter how we try, no matter what we try to do, except we make sustainable fashion sort of affordable for the average person. I don't think fast fashion is going anywhere.
Yeah, I know, it's too inviting, isn't it? And when you know, with social media showing all this very quick turnaround with trends, and you know, and young people, they just want to be trendy and they jump on it. But yeah, I love the abayas. The ladies were showcasing at the college, at the school the other day. God, I need to wake up at the school the other day. They were amazing. And they were saying that the abayas are for everybody. I didn't agree with that, because I was like, well, an abaya is like a hijab. It's a devotional outfit, isn't it? It's a devotional piece of wear, garments that women wear to show their devotion to Allah. So for me, I don't think it should be a fashion thing. You know, what do you think about that?
I get where you're coming from. But if I look at how the Nigerian fashion is right now, we have what we call this rich auntie vibes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's vibes, where the abaya comes in. Like, it's free, and then it just gives you this air of luxury. Like, you're richer than, the confidence is just there, we're putting it on.
Yeah.
So I'll say the abaya has sort of evolved with time as well.
Okay.
So you can definitely rock one. Yeah, I think.
So tell us a little bit more about your plans for the future in terms of your brand.
Right now, my goal is to increase brand awareness and sales, and definitely get under the radar of the British Fashion Council.
Oh,
yeah, because they are doing great things. I would really love to be part of that community. I am planning with my brand to open a foundation for children, whereby when you purchase an item, a certain percentage goes to the foundation to promote healthy living for children.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's Cheryl on the way. That would be amazing. So what particular cause would you like the money to go to? You've got something in mind?
Yeah, I haven't sorted that out yet, but I know I definitely want to help children.
In the UK?
Yeah, in the UK.
Yeah. What is it that touch your heart? Is it poverty? Is it like education?
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. Because I know growing up personally, I had limitations. So I didn't always have what I wanted, and things were quite tough growing up, and I know, I sort of understand how some other children might feel, and I can't stand it. So I'm hoping with my brand that I am able to make a difference in a child's life.
Did you grow up in Cardiff?
No, I grew up in Lagos, Nigeria. Okay. I only came to Cardiff in
2020. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Welcome. Wow. Well, I always say to Kimberly, why it's cold? I don't understand. I want to go Ghana. I don't want to be here. It's too cold. But that's really exciting. So in terms of like you getting on the fashion council, how does that work? Like, do you have to sell a certain amount of stuff, or is it like a membership thing?
Well, there's the membership thing, and I definitely don't qualify at the moment. But what I'm planning towards right now is the BFC New Gen Award. It's for 3 years. You get business support, you get business funding, networking opportunities. And for that, you need to have been trading for at least 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, and produce lookbooks and collections. I'm basically doing something to prove yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I am working towards right now.
It'd be great if you did like a fashion show or something. The other designers in Cardiff.
I was supposed to exhibit at the Cardiff Fashion Week coming up in April.
Right.
But I'll be in Nigeria at that period.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So that's really hurting my soul. Oh. Yeah, but there are so many. Being in this space right now, I'm seeing lots of opportunities that were literally my front and I couldn't see before. And there's the Swansea Fashion Week as well. Like there's so many that one could partake in, and I'm definitely doing all of that this year.
Brilliant. Well, listen, it's all about timing, isn't it? Maybe you weren't meant to be at this one and you'll be at the next one. So it's all about timing. But have you faced any kind of challenges launching, finance or, you know, contacts, that kind of thing?
Yeah. I think with most startups, funding is one of the key challenges one face. But I'm making do with what I have and not letting that stop me. I told my husband, I said, I am launching this brand this February. I gave it a date. I said, February 17th, we are going live. I don't care what happens. If the website is not functional, we are still going live.
Yeah.
And that's the energy I hope to keep all through the year.
Yeah.
No matter what comes, just make sure I keep going, keep pushing.
Yeah. So how are you advertising at the moment?
I am currently using Instagram ads at the moment and SEO. Due to financial limitations for the moment. But yeah, Instagram ads.
Brilliant. Yeah. And how can people find you if they want to check out your beautiful stuff?
On the website, www.ccclara.com, and on Instagram as ccclaraofficial.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow us for more up-and-coming episodes as we continue to showcase the essence of I Am Wales. You can support more of our inclusive media work by going to www.beexcellence.co.uk. There you will find a link to Excellence Magazine and also our weekly radio show on Radio Cardiff, every Friday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. on 98.7 FM. Thanks again for listening.